You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 29th, at approximately 3:11 a.m., the Pratt County Dispatch Center received a report of a residential structure fire at an address on Shady Knoll Road in the township of Fifield. The caller advised one individual was able to escape the residence, but two other individuals were still within the home. The individual who escaped the residence had significant life-threatening injuries. The Pike Lake Fire Department, Pike Lake First Responders, Fifield Fire Department, Park Falls Fire Department, Park Falls Ambulance Service, Minocqua Fire Department, Lac du Flambeau Ambulance Service, Perez County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation State Fire Marshal's Office responded. The bodies of two deceased individuals were located within the remains of the structure. The cause of the structure fire is currently being investigated by the State Fire Marshal's Office, the Perez County Sheriff's Office, and the Pike Lake Fire Department. The names of the individuals involved will not be released at this time. Every Wednesday, you're invited over to the Park Falls Farmers Market at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. At the market, you'll find such things as delicious strawberries, shelling peas and sugar snap peas, shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam. There will also be locally produced maple syrup, lettuce, honey, spinach, cucumbers, broccoli, cauliflower, and a large varieties of many more vegetables. You can even enjoy some gluten-free crackers and pink lemonade Rice Krispie treats, as well as pistachio muffins and peanut butter cookies. Other baked goods such as breads, donuts, pies, an assortment of canned goods, and much, much more are also available. The market will also feature Black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, house plants, including succulents, and there are still even Wisconsin Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program coupons available. You can contact Chris Mabee at Price County Senior Services at 715-339-2168 to inquire. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, which means they do accept Chamber Bucks. And this year they have partnered with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. The Farmers Market is grateful for the community support, their vendors, and their sponsors. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 at the Park Falls Farmers Market. Fire departments all over are prepping for a busy weekend due to fireworks-related incidents. Lisa Hale has more.
Structure fires and wildfires are a real danger when people use fireworks incorrectly. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig.
Info that we have is from 2022. Average of 31,000 fires started across the U.S., 3,500 structure fires, 26,000 outside fires. And a side note with that is wildfires started by fireworks are doubled on the 4th of July.
Craig said errant fireworks can land on the roofs of buildings, but improper disposal of fireworks is the biggest danger.
Even the safe and sane ones, the spark fountains, the snakes, the sparklers, all those should be put into a bucket of water overnight away from a building. That's the biggest thing, is away from a structure.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and that means what most people enjoy, fireworks. But the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you to please celebrate safely when using fireworks. In 2024, there were 137 trips to emergency rooms for injuries from fireworks. So the health department encourages you to remember some tips, including only buying from reliable sellers, reading all warnings and following directions, not letting kids light or play with fireworks, and having plenty of water nearby. Please also take the time to know the rules and regulations in your area and be considerate of others, including animals, who may be bothered by the sound. Please also remember to put fireworks that don't go off or use fireworks into a bucket of water and leave it overnight away from a structure to ensure that they're actually extinguished. Remember, just because they look safe
does not mean that they are safe. And yes, this does include sparklers. Though children handle them quite often, sparklers actually burn at around 2,000 degrees, which is hot enough to melt some metals. They can quickly ignite clothing, and children have received severe burns from dropping sparklers on their feet. There are safer alternatives, including glow sticks, confetti poppers, or colored streamers, but if you are using sparklers, please remember to maintain supervision and always have water on hand. July 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., or until they sell out at the Northwoods Community Credit Union in the Park Falls lobby, the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization is hosting a bake sale fundraiser for family fun nights and classroom enrichments. This is your opportunity to help fund the CPTO, family fun nights and classroom enrichments, by purchasing sweet and delicious treats for a good cause. A little bite goes a long way. There's also NCCU Golf Classic raffle tickets available. 6 for $5. Once again, this is taking place July 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or until they sell out, over in the lobby of the Park Falls Northwoods Community Credit Union. All eyes are on the Capitol today as the Joint Finance Committee takes up some of the biggest things in the state budget. That includes the program keeping child care providers open. Savannah Tomielsen has the story.
Child care counts as extra funding sent directly to child care providers that began during the pandemic, and today it's expired. Providers are now operating without government funding they've gotten for years. A study from the Institute for Research on Poverty shows almost 900 child care centers across Wisconsin could close without that funding. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director for the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association.
We are hearing lots of programs that are closing. We are hearing programs that have already been sharing with families that they're going to be increasing their rates by up to 25% a month.
Speaker Robin Voss has said he does not support giving child care providers funding. Instead, he wants to give payments directly to families. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has said child care counts is a deal breaker. He said he won't sign a budget without it. Now, after negotiations have gone on this long, Schmidt is hoping child care funding is in the budget in some form.
If that's not done, our state will pay in all sorts of additional ways down the road. We will pay in terms of a need to pay for remedial education to help kids catch up. We will pay for a lack of social emotional skills and brain cell development that happens in early learning programs that kids cannot compensate for later on.
Until today, Wisconsin paid about $10 million a month to child care providers across the state. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are losing Lopez. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA free agency. After seven seasons, including one NBA championship, Brook Lopez is leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The 37-year-old center has agreed to a two-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. While with the Bucks, Lopez improved his three-point shooting and leads with the most blocked shots in franchise history, second only to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Three other players returning to the Bucks: shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $7.5 million, which doubles what he made last season in Milwaukee. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $10.5 million. And forward Taurean Prince also signing a two-year deal with the Bucks worth $7.1 million. All three having next year as a player option. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Mets in New York. Freddy Peralta on the mound against the Mets' Clay Holmes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apple Films F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number one with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week three, giving it a domestic total of just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. During a recent appearance at Fuel Fest, Vin Diesel said he recently spoke with a Universal executive who asked him if they could do another Fast and Furious film, to which the actor said yes, but on three conditions. The conditions were to return the filming to production-starved L.A., embrace the purity of street racing once again, and to have his buddy Paul Walker make an appearance in the film. Walker passed away in 2013 after a high-speed car crash at just 40 years old. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's $50 million wedding was the talk of the weekend, but the talk wasn't all good. Charlize Theron spoke during her fifth annual African Outreach Project in L.A. and said to the crowd, "I think we might be the only people not invited to the most talked-about wedding," at which point the Mad Max Fury Road star said, "That's okay, because they suck and we're cool." Two very different events, but a lot less collagen and steroids at Theron's event. It appears that Tom Cruise has saved his best stunts for last, or at least the last installment of what is supposed to be the Mission Impossible series finale, The Final Reckoning. Even though he broke his foot while shooting Mission Impossible Fallout, according to the Risky Business star, holding onto the wings of an airplane and flying around and dodging missiles underwater weren't even the most harrowing stunts from The Final Reckoning. The most punishment Cruise put his body through during filming was the burning parachute scene. If you haven't seen the film, yes, Cruise fell 6,000 feet with a parachute that was on fire and actually did the stunt for real, as usual. Cruise says every time he hit the ground, it was like a crash landing. Stunt coordinator Wade Eastwood says Cruise was so obsessed with getting the shot right, he actually hid the last burning parachute so they could not do the stunt again because he was worried about the actor's well-being. Unlike the actual actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. We'll drop to the upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon or evening isolated thundershower. And a high again tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.